Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. I'm so glad you're joining us here today, and your English will improve. Now, there are so many problems in the world today. Poverty, hunger, war, conflicts of many different kinds. How do we solve these problems? If you could solve them, how would you do it? Would you send doctors? Lawyers, maybe? What about clowns? Yes, the name of today's lesson is Clowns Without Borders. Yes, clowns! And while clowns may not solve these deep issues, they certainly can help. They can provide comic relief. That's right, comic relief. And sometimes it's good to just clown around. Well, comic relief and clowning around, these are two ideas we'll take a look at today, so let's begin.
Clowns Without Borders. Taking laughter to those who need it most. When will you all return again? The Croatian refugee children asked the clowns after their funny, lively performance. Clown leader Tortel Poltrona heard this question and answered by founding Clowns Without Borders, CWB. Comic Relief. Though Poltrona started CWB in his homeland of Spain in 1993, it has expanded to 12 international chapters today. Each year, hundreds of clowns make hundreds of thousands laugh all over the world. It's a kind of compassionate comic relief for those who have suffered through war, earthquakes, poverty, and other tragedies.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 refugee 这个名词。注意这里字尾的两个 e 是发长音的 e， 念成 refugee。refugee 是指难民或者是寻求政治庇护者。例如 thousands of refugees fled their motherland because of civil war， 数千名的难民因为内战而逃离他们的祖国。或者是 the refugee camp is short of clean water and food， 这个难民营缺乏干净的水和食物。如果去掉字尾的 e， refuge 是指避难所或者是庇护，注意它字尾的 e 是发短音的 e， 念成 refuge。例如 ，The cabin serves as a refuge for mountaineers during bad weather。天气不好的时候，这个木屋可以作为登山客的避难所。继续我们看的是 comic 这个形容词 ，comic 是指喜剧的或者是滑稽的。例如 ，The dark humor in this novel made it both comic and scary。这本小说中的黑色幽默让它变得又好笑又令人害怕。或者是 Robin Williams was one of Hollywood's best comic actors。 罗宾·威廉斯曾经是好莱坞最棒的喜剧演员之一。 Comic 也可以当名词，字尾加上 S， Comics 就是指连环漫画。和它相关的另外一个名词还有 Comedy， C-O-M-E-D-Y 是指喜剧，或者是Comedian, C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N, 意思是喜剧演员。
So I really do appreciate this organization because I feel like these people are going around the world and they're helping a lot of people in need.
Well, right. That's what doctors do. And that's what Doctors Without Borders does, right?
Exactly. So what they do is they help people where the need is greatest.They deliver emergency medical aid to people affected by conflict and disasters and things like that. And so maybe you've heard of this group, Doctors Without Borders. Now, it's interesting, Rebecca, that word border can mean many things.
Well, definitely can mean a lot of things, right?
Right. So each country has the borders, right? So that means these doctors are leaving their country and they're going around the world. There are no borders with this organization.
And there's something else I really appreciate about these doctors is that they go to help people, kids and adults who can't afford doctors. So these doctors aren't making any money.
Now, friends, you might be thinking to yourself, Why are Gabe and Rebecca talking about Doctors Without Borders? Our lesson is called Clowns Without Borders. Well, actually, yes, we're learning about Clowns Without Borders, but this reminded us of that famous organization, Doctors Without Borders. So friends, I think you should go check out Doctors Without Borders online, but at a later time. Right now, let's get into Clowns Without Borders.
And we read right here, taking laughter to those who need it most. And that is what this organization, Clowns Without Borders, does. They bring laughter to those people who really need to laugh.
Right. And as you can see here, this clown is making you laugh. This guy
really
is just juggling in his little picture here.
Clowns actually are pretty funny, aren't they?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't think they're funny?
Don't you think they're kind of scary?
Well, yeah. Actually, I think they can be very scary.
Yeah.
Just look at that clown.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the clown, right?
Yeah.
There are some scary movies that star some scary clowns. However, that's not the purpose of a clown. Of course, a clown wants to make you laugh, not be afraid. And that's what these clowns are doing in Clowns Without Borders.
Well, I think that there are a lot of children who have been very blessed by these clowns from the organization Clowns Without Borders. We read, "When will you all return again?" The Croatian refugee children asked the clowns after their funny, lively performance. So, I think this is an example right here of some children who actually like the clowns.
Right, and if you give a performance, if you give a show, then you want to leave people wanting more. And that's exactly what these clowns are doing. That's why these children are asking, when will you return again? They really want these clowns to return. I think they brought joy into these children's lives.
And we see here in our lesson, clown leader Tortell Paltrona heard this question and answered by founding Clowns Without Borders. So I guess that is actually how the organization started, because some Croatian refugee children were very blessed by a clown performance.
And what does Clowns Without Borders do? Well, we get into our next section here. We see the heading is called Comic Relief. That's what clowns do, right? They provide some comedy in an otherwise sometimes serious life. So what is comic relief exactly? That means when a situation is very serious, maybe it's more serious than you want it to be, and then someone says something funny or someone does something funny, everyone laughs, everyone needed that comic relief.
You know, my brother Christopher, he is definitely the one in the family who always brought so much comic relief. He didn't necessarily try to be funny, but it always seemed like whenever we were having a serious conversation, all of a sudden he would say something that was just really, really funny. Comic relief.
Comic relief. You know, that reminds me of that movie we saw recently, Rebecca?
Yes.
Sully?
Yep. That movie, it was a good movie.
Sali Jitang. You know, that actually was a good movie, but it was very serious most of the way through. It was about a pilot who landed a plane in the Hudson River in New York on a cold day in January. And when they asked the co-pilot what he would have done differently, he said, "I'd have done it in July." Or, exactly, "I'd do it in July."
That's right.
Everyone laughed. He was the comic relief. He provided some comic relief for that situation in the courtroom.
And I think it was definitely very much needed. I did enjoy that movie, though. But we're talking about Clowns Without Borders and how these clowns bring comic relief. Though Paltrona started CWB, Clowns Without Borders, in his homeland of Spain in 1993, it has expanded to 12 international chapters today. And, of course, clowns provide comic relief all over the world now.
All right, well, now it's time for some comic relief. Well, not really. It's time for us to learn something new with the
InfoCloud.
Should be good.
Hello, friends. Do you ever take time to stop and think about all the things you've been blessed with? You might be amazed by how many things there are to be thankful for.
Yes, remembering the blessings we've received in life is a good way to stay positive. Now, let's think a bit deeper and ask ourselves, have I ever encountered a blessing in disguise?
A blessing in disguise is an expression that originated from the mid-1700s. Its earliest usage can be found in a book by James Hervey, printed in 1746.
The literal meaning of this phrase can be defined as a blessing that is camouflaged. To put it simply, it is basically a misfortune that later turns out to be something good.
Right. So what is something that can be considered a blessing in disguise?
Well, suppose a college student is struggling with math, and his poor performance in math forces him to change his major to English. Several years later, after graduating with an English degree, he finishes a novel which later becomes a national bestseller. That would be considered a blessing in disguise. The misfortune of failing math actually led to a big fortune for a successful writer.
我们先来学一个英文的惯用语 ,a blessing in disguise. Blessing 指的是上帝的祝福,而 disguise 是隐藏、伪装的意思。因此 ,a blessing in disguise 是说上帝的祝福会先隐藏或伪装成灾难。这也刚好就是我们中文说的塞翁失马焉知非福。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
On the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about Clowns Without Borders. A member of Clowns Without Borders said this. A lot of people ask us, isn't it better to send medicine or to send tents? And our answer is, of course, that the most important is that people survive. But then the question is, what does it mean to be human? And to be human, you need to feel that there's a reason to live. There's a reason to have hope, to have dreams, that there's another situation that's different from the one that you're in every day. And for that laughter and coming together and experiencing something different for one day, if nothing else, it just gives that little seed of maybe that there's something different than the reality that you're stuck in. So friends, it is important sometimes to clown around.
Clowns Without Borders. Clown Around. CWB's clowns are professionals from around the world. Yet they are also volunteers who separate this service from their careers. Often having interactions with children and adults of different cultures, they define their routines by non-verbal comedy. This can include acting, music, and games. Though the central focus is laughter, some shows also seek to educate. One group, for instance, used bubbles and soap in its program to show the importance of hygiene.
Okay, 接下来我们看 non-verbal 这个形容词。N-O-N 这个字首是指没有 ,V-E-R-B 这个字根是指语言或者是文字，所以 non-verbal 是指非语言的。例如 ,non-verbal expressions such as body language convey lots of messages. 非语言的表达，例如身体语言，能够表达出许多内涵。它的反义字就是 verbal,V-E-R-B-A-L, 意思是指口语的或者是用文字表达的。例如 ,verbal communication skills count a lot in our job interview. 口语表达技巧占我们面试中非常高的比例。最后我们看 hygiene 这个不可数名词。Hygiene 是指卫生或卫生情况。例如 ,good personal hygiene is a must for a professional cook. 良好的个人卫生是专业厨师的必备条件。 或者是 when the standards of hygiene are low, diseases spread easily. 当卫生标准偏低的时候，疾病就很容易散播。它的形容词是 hygienic, H-Y-G-I-E-N-I-C. 例如 babies should be taken care of in a clean and hygienic environment. 婴儿应该要在干净卫生的环境中被照顾。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So this next section is called Clown Around. But before we actually talk about this section, we want to talk about those two words, to clown around. If you clown around, that just means that you act in a very silly way. Okay, Gabe, I know you're ready for this question. Do you ever clown around when you're actually supposed to be very serious?
I don't ever clown around, Rebecca. I'm a very serious guy.
Yeah, right.
I try to take things seriously to do my job well. Mm-hmm. I don't like to clown around. But this is a great phrase because I know a lot of kids who like to clown around. And sometimes they're just having fun, running around, clowning around. I didn't mean to break something. We were just clowning around.
Oh.
Right?
So sometimes when you clown around...And you're not careful, you could actually end up breaking something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, as a kid, my sister and I, we loved to clown around when we were supposed to be studying. Gabe, stop clowning around.
Huh?
Gabe, go back over there and stop clowning around. We're trying to teach.
Okay. All right. No more clowning around. You were saying something about your silly sisters?
I was telling you, my sister and I, we used to like to clown around as a kid.
Uh-huh.
What about you, friends? Do you like to clown around when you're supposed to be studying?
No clowning around when you're supposed to be studying, friends. Okay, well, we see here clowning around. This whole section is about what clowns without borders do, and they clown around.Their clowns are professionals from around the world, yet they are also volunteers who separate this service from their careers. That means that they have jobs, but they're volunteers. They're offering this service. A lot of them are doing it for free.
And we see here often having interactions with children and adults of different cultures. They define their routines by nonverbal comedy.Now, of course, when you speak, your words can be very powerful, but nonverbal communication can also be very powerful.
Okay, this reminds me of a great game. It's called Charades. Hold my clipboard, Rebecca.
Of course.
You're going to guess what I am with this game, Charades. Be so watching. Here we go.
A chicken! You're a chicken!
That's right. How about this?
Oh, a monkey?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so good at guessing.
Well, I'm pretty good at acting like a chicken and a monkey. I'm good at clowning around.
You really are.
Huh.
Well, hey, Gabe.
Huh?
Do you know what time it is right now?
Time? It's twin.
Time.
Twin time.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena. Now that you are finished with today's lesson, let's review. Do you remember how to play?
We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blanks with the correct word.
Let's start.The words are hygiene, comedy, refugee, and volunteer.
All right, the first sentence is, some at the children's hospital read books to children.
I know this one. What about you? Excellent. The answer is volunteers.Some volunteers at the children's hospital read books to children. Okay, here's another sentence for you. If you want to keep your mouth clean, you must practice good oral every day. Do you know the answer?
I do. What about you, friends? Wonderful. If you want to keep your mouth clean, you must practice good oral hygiene every day. Okay, here's one last sentence for you. Food and medicine were distributed to the... Do you think the answer is comedy or refugee? If your answer is refugees, great job! Food and medicine were distributed to the refugees. Well done, everyone. Make sure you come back again for our next
Twin Time.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the SC Challenge. And today we have a very special guest. Do you recognize our guest?
Do you know me?
What's your name?
My name is Hazel.
Hazel, well, thank you so much for joining us today, Hazel. Do you know the questions
I'm about to ask you? I don't know the question. I hope it's an easy one.
Oh, don't worry. It's very easy.
Oh, good.
Well, here is the question.
Okay.
How do clowns make you feel?
Oh, that's a great question. Clowns often make me feel happy and cheerful, and I enjoy laughing at them. But not all clowns do that. Some clowns get a little too close for comfort. But do you know what?
What?
I used to be a clown.
Hey, that was my next question I was going to ask you. How would you feel about being a clown?
I used to be one. I used to go to birthday parties in children's living rooms and houses, and they would invite their friends over, and then I would do a magic show.
Really? Did you have to wear one of those red noses?
I wore a red nose, I had yellow hair and a funny hat and funny colorful clothes, and it was a lot of fun, but it was also a lot of work.
Well, great. I think that you would make a great clown, someone that really makes other people laugh.
Well, thanks.
Well, last question I have for you. If you had to make people laugh for a living, how would you feel, and what would you do? Would you continue being a clown?
No, I think if I were going to make people laugh, I would use a puppet, maybe a puppet that talks, because that's another fun way to make people laugh, and you don't have to put on all that makeup.
You make an excellent point, Hazel. Well, thank you so much for joining us for the SC Challenge, and friends, thank you so much. And what about you? If you had to make people laugh for a living, what would you like to do? Okay, friends, we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Keep laughing.
That's right.
Friends, we will see you next time for more about Clowns Without Borders here on
Studio Classroom.